In this segment, we're going to talk about the reminder call feature in Floristware. As you know, Floristware features a powerful tool that allows you to offer your customers a free reminder service. Customers tell you their important dates, birthdays, anniversaries, etc., and you enter them into the system. Floristware then prompts you to call the customer and remind them about these events beforehand. As simple a feature as this is, it actually offers you several different benefits. First, it allows you to offer a valuable service to your customer free of charge, increasing customer loyalty. It also helps increase your sales by putting you in touch with the customer right when they need you the most. This higher level of service helps set you apart from other flower vendors. The customer is not going to get this kind of service at the grocery store. The reminder feature also helps us collect the all-important basic information such as name and phone number. A customer can't take advantage of the free reminder service if we don't have their address or their name and phone number on file. It's one more reason for them to give us that information that we really want. Here's how the reminder feature works. Every time you have contact with a customer, Floristware will prompt you to tell that customer about the free reminder service and ask them if they have any important dates coming up. If they do, you'll enter the date into Floristware. When that date approaches, Floristware will prompt you to call, or if you have their email address on file, to send an email reminding the customer about the event. From there, hopefully, you'll go right into the order. To get the most out of this feature, there are a few things you're going to have to keep in mind. The first is that you're going to have to encourage your staff to follow the prompts in Floristware and ask your customer about their special dates. It's all too easy for the employees to skip over this section, and generally, left to their own devices, they will. You want to make sure they're asking the customers about those dates. You also need to follow up on the back end. Collecting the dates is no use if you're not calling the customers in advance of the events. You need to make sure that your staff is hitting that button in Floristware. You know the one on the start page, the one that says sales reminder calls. They need to be clicking that whenever they're not taking a sale or making an order. Now, the reminder feature is a great tool that can help keep your customers happy and generate sales. However, the person making the call or sending the email will ultimately be responsible for whether you make a sale or not. So we need to consider some basic salesmanship. When you call or email a customer, it is very important that you make it clear to them that this is not the typical sales call where you're strictly asking them for something. So there are a few things we're going to try and make clear during the course of the call or in the email. One, that the customer asked you for the call or the email. This is true. They asked you to contact them and remind them about that event. You're doing something that they wanted you to do. There's a big difference between that and someone who just calls up trying to sell them something. We want to establish that they asked you for the call. Two, we want to stress that we have provided them with a free service. They needed to be reminded about the event, and we've done it, and we haven't asked for anything in return. Next, we want to make sure they understand that we can help them. They have a problem. They have an event coming up, birthday, anniversary, whatever. We can help them. In the next 90 seconds, basically, we can take care of their gift-giving needs. We can save them the trip to the mall. We can save the shopping. We can save all the worries. In the next 90 seconds, their shopping can be out of the way. Next, we want to remind them that we actually know something about what the recipient likes. The odds are that they've purchased for this person before, and we'll have some notes on them in Floristware. We can help them find the perfect gift. And finally, we want to stress that we can take the order quickly. This is important. We want to stress that we can make the gift buying process easier than anybody else. So that's what we're trying to communicate. We want them to understand that we've already provided a valuable service free of charge and that we are in a special position to help them select the perfect gift quickly and easily. Don't start talking about money or anything that would slow you down if you were the customer. Stress what you have done for them and what you can do for them, not what they can do for you. Here are some examples. Don't use this approach. Hello, this is Megan from Megan's Flowers. Would you like to buy some flowers? Your wife's birthday is coming up. That is a terrible approach. You're asking, asking, asking. No good. Instead, try it like this. Hello, this is Megan from Megan's Flowers. You asked us to give you a call before your wife's birthday. It's part of our free reminder service. Could we help you out by sending her some flowers? We already have the address on file and a pretty good idea of what she likes. You could be done your shopping in a couple of minutes. Do you see the difference? In this example, you start off by gently reminding the customer that they asked you to call and that you're providing a valuable service free of charge. You then show the extra value that you can offer that another florist can't. You already have the address and history on file. They can have their shopping done in the next few minutes. The same thing applies to email. You want to stress what you're offering the customer. These differences can seem subtle, but they will make the difference between successful and unsuccessful reminder calls, and we encourage you to pay a lot of attention.